One of the great sages in Mishnah, in the time of the Mishnah, was a sage by the name of Nachum. And Nachum was given the nickname Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum, master of Gamzu. Obviously called master of Gamzu, because he had mastered the ability to say with true intent, Gamzu Letova. This too must be for good. Now you'll notice that he didn't say this is the best thing that could have happened to me. People sometimes misunderstand it. You know, a guy, he's traveling, suddenly he has a flat. So some people are going to say, ah, Baruch Hashem, I have a flat. That's not what Gam means. Gam always means secondary. This too is for good. I would have preferred not having the flat, but I believe that if God sent me the flat, this must also be for good. We have to recognize that even if something good is going to come of it, God could have made it happen without the flat. So if something good had to come out of something difficult, so on the one hand, I trust that God is running the world and I say this too is for good. On the other hand, I don't say this is the best, I say this too is for good. You guys see that balance? It's a very important balance. Sometimes people go overboard. You know, we had a guy here in the Machon who was sick like anything. And I said to him, you know, I feel terrible for you. And he said to me, ah. I remember him standing at the entrance to Rav Liston's office. He said, ah, now I know I'm alive. Ah, the pain. You don't have pain, you don't know you're alive. I don't think that's Chazal's approach to life. You know, it's true that sometimes we forget we're living. We forget to appreciate things. But we're supposed to be tzofe letova, as the Tanit Be'elio says, that Hashem is always looking out for the good. Hashem is anticipating good. We should also want good things. A person shouldn't be looking for a painful life. When something uncomfortable happens, a person should be prepared to understand that God's running the world, and this too is for good. But notice the gam zu letova. This too must be for good. So, there was a time when the Jews had to appease the Roman emperor, and so they wanted to send him a gift. And they said, who shall we send? We'll send Nachum Ish Gamzu, because God takes care of him, he has miracles whenever necessary. So they set up Nachum Ish Gamzu to go. Now we had discussed previously that Nachum Ish Gamzu had lost his hands and feet, and he had boils all over his body. I don't know if this happened, if he was sent as the messenger after that happened to him. It seems unlikely. Because we are taught in the prophet that there's a concept that when you're dealing with aristocracy, you need to have someone that's fit, that looks like he should be dealing with aristocracy. You don't take a kohen that has boils all over his body to serve before Hashem. You don't take an animal that's blind and limp and lame and serve that before Hashem. And Hashem derives it. Hashem teaches us the concept, Hakriveyu na lefechatecha. Take this animal and offer it before your governor. Techa in Hebrew is a governor. Hakriveyu na. Bring forth this animal lefechatecha before your governor. Hayiltzecha. Do you think he'll like you for it? Oyiltzafanecha. Do you think he'll give you good favor? You bring a guy a pet dog. No, I got this great dog for you. He has rabies. He's, he's not going to be so appreciative. So Hashem says the same thing when you bring a sacrifice. And Chazal applied this not only as to the animals of the sacrifice, but also to the people bringing the sacrifices. That they have to be worthy of that. And that's why I think it's unlikely that Nachum Ish Gamzu, when he was our emissary to the Roman Emperor, to the Caesar, it's unlikely that he was in that state covered with boils, missing his hands and feet. That's not the way you honor an emperor, by sending that representative. As learned as he is and as pious as he is, I doubt the rabbis would have sent him in that state. At any rate, it would have been very difficult for him to travel like that. So this story probably preceded the other story. So this was still when he was whole. And he was a wealthy man, Nachum Ish Gamzu. He's traveling with a chest filled with rubies and diamonds to the Roman emperor. And en route, he stops at a certain tavern, and he sleeps over there, and the people understand that he's carrying a chest with all kinds of goodies. So at night, they find a way of emptying the chest and filling it with sand, and he continues carrying this heavy chest to the Roman emperor. He comes before the emperor and he says, Your Majesty, the Jewish people have sent me out of appreciation. We've sent the following gift. The emperor opens the chest and sees dirt. Nachum Ishgamz is standing there and he knows he left Israel with the chest filled with diamonds. And he knows not only is he a dead man, but he's just endangered all the Jewish people. What's the emperor going to think? The Jews are mocking him? And the emperor turns red and he's thundering, "What's wrong with you people? This is what you send me." And Nachum Ishgamzu is standing in front of this situation. What's he supposed to say? You know, I swear this isn't what was in there. That's not exactly going to hold water. So the first thing Nachum Ishgamzu says is, "Gamzu letova, this too must be for good." Hashem sends Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu steps forward in the form of one of the Roman soldiers, one of the advisors there, and he says to the king, "Your Majesty, the Jews wouldn't do something so foolish to send you mere earth. The Jews have ancient earth that Avraham Avinu used. When he was fighting his enemies, he'd throw the earth, and the earth was magical. It would turn into spears and swords, and that earth was used to conquer whole armies. If the Jews sent you earth, perhaps it is that precious earth that they sent you." So the king says, "Oh, let's see." So they take some of the earth and they send it to the battalions out in the front lines and they say, "Try throwing this at the enemies." So they're fighting a group of enemies that they can't seem to win. They throw the earth and suddenly they win the battle. So the emperor gets word of this and he turns to Nachum Ishgamzu, "What a gift you Jews sent me. That's so amazing." He gives him a ton of gifts to bring back to the Jewish people. Nachum Ishgamzu is headed back to the Jewish people and he stops in the same tavern. The people in the tavern see that he's alive and well. They say to him, "What happened?" He says, "You won't believe it. God made such a miracle. I showed up there instead of the Jews. There was sand in the sand," and he tells them the whole story. After he leaves the tavern, the people say, "Gee, that was our earth. If that earth got him so much wealth, so we should try that." They fill chests filled with earth. They go to the Roman emperor, and they say, "Your Majesty, that earth that Nachum Ishgamzu got, it was our earth, really. And we brought you more of that earth." So the emperor says, "Fine, we'll try." They take the earth, they try it, they throw it, nothing happens. And so those tavern keepers who endangered Nachum Ishgamzu and the Jewish people's lives, they were all hung. They were all killed by the Roman emperor. He assumed they were just mocking him. And Nachum Ishgamzu made it back to Israel in peace and with gifts from the Roman emperor. So Nachum Ishgamzu is known for his saying, "Gamzu letova." And here in Israel, we have a place named Gamzu on the way to the airport. There's a moshav called Gamzu.